Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through more complete connection to yourself, to others, and to every aspect of your reality. Today we're going to be talking about an audience question about making sense of scammers and changing your reaction to them. This is a fantastic question. And so we're going to be digging into that. There's more to it than you might realize, actually. Like most things, not as simple as they look on the surface. But before we dive into that, a quick shout out to new listeners in Paris, Canada. Paris, Canada, welcome on board. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you here listening. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, want to share something with how your journey is going, click the link in the show notes that will take you over to CatherineColleen.com, to the Connect page. If you scroll down, there'll be a little form there you can fill out that will come directly to me, and you will hear back directly from me. I do use audience questions, as you can tell, for the podcast. So if you want to remain anonymous, that's kind of generally what I do. I should probably say, if you want your name made public, let me know. Because generally, I don't make names public. But if you really, really want me to make your name public, I'll do that too. Let me know. Then don't be shy. Because if you have a question, I guarantee that a lot of other people around the world have the same exact question. So you'll really be helping people out. Okay, so making sense of scammers and changing your reaction to them. Let's discuss. So the question was this. The question is, it seems like scammers are all over the place. When I'm the target, it makes me feel lesser or disrespected. When others are the target, it makes me lose faith in people. It makes me sad, beaten down, hopeless. I don't want to feel like that. But how can I change my thinking? Oh, good question. Good question. You're a sensitive soul. And while many would call that a weakness, I call that beautiful. And the real world, right? No matter how well we craft our lives to focus on the positive, we're periodically reminded that negative elements exist. And scammers are actually perhaps one of the most disheartening negative elements. There are certainly worse people out there. But you know, you put all this work into loving yourself and connecting to the truth in others. And here are these souls out there scamming away. So what happens is scammers treat you like an object designed for their own self gain. Right? That's what happens. They treat you or others, whoever their target is, with such disregard for their humanity, for that person's humanity, or for your humanity. And that's what makes you feel lesser. They are disregarding your humanity, or they are disregarding some other people's humanity. They are treating you like a thing, not a person. Or they're treating these other people over there like a thing, not people. And it can make you question your hope for a future of peace for all. That's what it does to me anyway. Scammers, I find them is equally disheartening as you do. Because it just, you're just like, oh, man. Are we ever going to get to a point where everybody will just be nice to each other? Not 100%, but I still believe we can get to a point where scammers and other negative elements are just kind of irrelevant. They're so few and far between, they're largely irrelevant. So there's a deeper understanding here. How do you change your reaction to them? By understanding them, understanding what's going on there. So let's break it down. Scamming people, which I'm going to define here as lying and conning someone for your own personal gain, is flat out wrong. It'll never be right. There's no society wherein that is considered a correct thing to do. And we're not condoning it, and I'm not going to ask you to condone it. But we can gain a deeper understanding of why they do what they do. And this deeper understanding can help shape our reaction towards them into something healthier for us. And that is the goal. Because what I don't want is I don't want you sitting around disheartened. I don't want you feeling lesser. And those feelings are internal to you and under your control. And a bit of deeper understanding about them, the scammer, is going to help that. So scammers treat other people as objects, just a means to an end. They don't see their humanity. They cannot see their victim's humanity. They lack empathy. There is no guilt. There is no shame. They're simply not capable of these things. So what does that tell you? Guilt and shame, the ability to feel guilt and shame, comes in stage 4 of a person's development. This is usually around some few years old, but not for everybody. So when somebody is lacking empathy, lacking guilt, lacking shame, treating people like an object, they're a classic example of living in stage 3, which is I am my needs. And there's a touch of narcissism in play here, right? I'm better and smarter than everyone. And scamming feeds their ego as much as their bank account. So the money is one need. Everybody needs to pay the rent. But ego is another need. And people in stage 3, I am my needs, are so identified with their needs, they can't even see their own humanity. So needs to them are going to look like, I want somebody to tell me I'm awesome, or I need proof that I'm awesome. I need something to stroke my ego. I need money. I need food. I need sex. I need whatever I need. And people around you are just the objects to serve that need. And the little bit of narcissism that gets thrown in with the scammer is just kind of makes all of that worse. It amplifies all of that. And their identity becomes solidified around this persona of clever con artist. Now, they're incapable of seeing the victim's humanity, right? They feel no shame, no guilt, no empathy. This isn't a person, it's just an object. And sometimes they'll justify their damage by saying that, well, you know what? Stupid people deserve to be taken advantage of. You know, kind of like the target is an animal to be trained because they're so much better than you. And they may think they're doing you a favor, like teaching you a hard lesson. You're welcome. Can you see how they're so far above you? So this makes us, the victims, feel lesser, devalued, dehumanized. That's the worst, because that is exactly what is happening. They see you as lesser. They see you as dehumanized. They see you as devalued. And then you're taking that viewpoint onto yourself and you're accepting it into yourself. And that's why you feel it. They are, in fact, devaluing you and dehumanizing you. But it's your choice to allow the effect. It's your choice to internalize that their viewpoint of you. They see you that way, lesser. But you have to choose to see you that way. And you're just accepting it openly. Oh, okay, I'm lesser. And it sucks, because nobody wants to feel that way. It's your choice to feel devalued and dehumanized. And it's tricky because scammers will approach you as if they're just regular people, regular, trustworthy people. And you're well past stage four. The fact that you ask this kind of question, it tells me that you are somewhere between 6 and 8. I can't quite tell where you are in there. I'd need more information. But because you are past stage four, you actually see people as people, because you're at least stage six. You see yourself as human. You're capable of seeing your own humanity. You are capable of seeing the humanity of others. And that's why this gets to you so bad the way that it does. You see the good in people. You see the scammer's humanity when they first approach. You see their humanity. You connect with them because that's what our hearts want to do. We want to connect with each other. And then the realization of the scam sets in. That's a terrible feeling. And even if you recognize it early and lose nothing, it still stings. So the key is to learn how to read the full truth of a person the instant you first react with them. And when I mean the full truth, I mean it, I'm including their intention. So you don't want to assume the worst about a person when you first meet them. You also don't want to assume the best. You don't want to assume anything at all. You want to learn to, when you first meet someone, don't make any assumptions at all about this person. Just be open and read their full truth. And this is something that we do kind of in the stage 8, stage 9 area. You'll start to get really, really good at this. I want you to just start with a blank slate and let your intuition tell you what this person is really about. Your gut will yell scam loud and clear from the very first moment, if you're willing to listen. And this prevents you from subconsciously expecting real human connection. Remember, expectation is a dangerous form of attachment. So we don't want to expect or hope for real human connection, not even subconsciously, because you're not going to find it here. You're not going to find it with this person. And then once you recognize the scam, you remain disconnected. So you're testing the waters before you connect. This is just, I would love to just say, reach out and connect with everybody. You're going to connect enough to read them. And when you recognize, and this will happen very, very quickly, so you have to listen to it. When you recognize this is a scammer, I don't even care if it's over text, message, phone, whatever. When you recognize a scam, you recognize their intention is to scam you, you pull it back. Don't connect any further. Don't continue any contact. Don't encourage further discussion. Don't try to save them. Just see them for the stage they're in, stage 3. That is a dangerous stage for an adult to be in. See them as being on their journey, a bit delayed, but there they are. And see into their future. Because when they hit stage 4, they're going to be overrun with guilt and shame. And they may never hit stage 4 in their life. Or they may hit it on their deathbed. Or they may hit it when they're very old. that's going to hurt. They construct and they supply their own karma. And it's coming. The greater the con, the greater the suffering in stage four. So change your reaction. Try this. Send them a wish that they will find stage four quickly, that they will find forgiveness for themselves, that they will have learning from their mistakes, and that they will learn to see other people's humanity and their own. Maybe they'll choose to do amazing good to make up for their amazing bad. I mean, who knows who they could end up helping in the future? See that? We've just used our understanding of the stages to connect with the best parts of their future potential without connecting to them in the present. So I am not advocating connecting with them here and now, because them here and now is dangerous. But you can connect with the best part of their potential future. You can recognize that potential future for them, the good that they could do, and connect with that. That's a crazy idea. And that's how we change our reaction to one of compassion and connection and hope without putting ourselves in danger. Because you're not going to change this person right now. You're not going to get them to see your humanity right now because they're not capable of it. And you are not going to be the spark that ignites them into stage four. See, the soul in us desires connection to all people. But for people in stage three, an adult in stage three, that is a dangerous proposition. When you encounter someone in stage three, and I mean an adult, and the reason I differentiate this is because we all go through stage three. But some people get stuck there. It's natural, for example, to be in stage three as a teenager, 13, 14, 15 years old. This is natural, and it's important. You have to define your needs and stand up for them and make sure that they happen. And periodically throughout your life, if you don't attend to your needs, you'll get pulled back to stage three. And for most adults, we get pulled back there every now and again when we haven't had enough sleep or we haven't been eating right. But that doesn't mean that we're going to start scamming people when we're in that stage. Not everyone in stage three is a scammer, but all scammers are in stage three. Most people, when they're in that stage, they just kind of focus on getting their needs met. Yeah, you can be kind of a jerk when you're in that stage, especially the younger that you are. But when you get stuck there, when someone gets stuck there, stuck for a very long duration in stage three, this is where you get scammers. This is where you get violent criminals. I should probably write and talk some more about those kinds of things where we find the more dangerous elements of society along the stages. But for now, suffice it to say, your scammers are in stage three. So send them compassion for the guilt and the shame that they will one day feel, and send them gratitude for the help that they will be to others in the future. But do this quietly to yourself. Do this internally. Don't do this outwardly to them, because remember, you need to cut all communication the instant you realize it's a scam. Listen to your gut on the first instant. Read their truth in the first instant and put an end to it. But then, for your own sake, so that you don't internalize their view of you, make sure that you send out love and compassion and gratitude to their future self, so that you can then reposition yourself in a good place. Okay, hope that makes sense. Thanks for that question. It's a really, really good one. And every question, there's always so much more than you think there is to it. If you have questions, thoughts, and ideas, make sure you click the link in the show notes and send those in. And I will be very excited to use them in the podcast to help other people as well. So thanks for joining me here today. And until next time, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.